Now it's time for The Spider, a brand new segment on Monday Overdrive where we take a look at weird and wonderful stuff that's happening on the wide world web. Today we're going to take a look at a blog created by a 21-year-old Western Australian girl by the name of Emma Lurie. Since June this year, like loads of men and women, she has decided to keep a blog. Hers is a wee bit different though, so it caught our attention. It's called Adopt a Microbe, and every couple of days she creates an amusing cartoon-like drawing of various microscopic living organisms. She also writes a childlike blurb which allows her microbes to introduce themselves to the viewing public. Here's an example.
Hi, you can call me B. Quintana. I'm a gram-negative bacteria. I travel from person to person on body lice. The lice spread around places where there are lots of people close together without proper hygiene. When I get into you, I cause trench fever. There were many lice and me in World War I and World War II. I cause fever, chills, headache, rash, and vertigo, which is dizziness. I also give you a swollen liver plus joint and muscle pain.
And here's another one.
Hi, I'm Staph Epidermidis. I'm a coagulase negative, gram-positive coccus. I'm found in normal human skin. When I infect skin, I make it red and oozy. I infect prosthetics, pins, plates, screws, and anything in your body that's made of metal. I cause pain and redness and swelling and tissue erosion, which loosens the prosthetic. I get into your head through shunts into your brain and give you meningitis. I make a slime layer that's very hard to get off, so you have to remove all of the metal.
Get the idea? I caught up with the blog creator, Emma Lurie, earlier today. Emma, it's such a cute and quirky idea. What came first, your interest in animation or microbes?
I guess interest in animation in terms of that I've liked sort of graphic novels and comics and whatnot before I really started getting into microbes and bacteria. But I think they go, I don't know, I just thought they really went well together.
How does one get into microbes and bacteria? Have you been studying microbiology? I can see on your blog that you're a student.
Yeah, I'm in third year medicine at University of Western Australia, and always just thought that infectious diseases, which is like bacteria, viruses, are some of the most difficult things to memorise in the course because there's just so many of them and they all have really complicated names, and that just it makes it so much easier if you have something to connect it with.
I found it really interesting reading the comments posted by those who visited your blog. Many of them seem to be microbiologists.
Yeah, I found that as well, which I thought was quite interesting. Microbiologists and lab technicians, high school science teachers and all sorts of people who have some sort of interest in microbes themselves tend to really be into it.
Did you set out with a specific audience in mind, or was it purely a study tool for you?
No, at first it was just a study tool, or maybe a way of procrastinating and pretending I'm studying when I was actually just drawing. But then I decided that other people could, especially, you know, at first my classmates, could benefit from seeing them as well, and then they liked them so much I decided that maybe people who weren't just my classmates would also enjoy reading them.
I also love the fact that the drawings and the descriptions are similar to what you might find in children's bedtime stories in terms of style, but of course you're talking about real-life germs and evil bacteria, so it's essentially extremely dark viewing or reading for kids.
Yeah, it's they're they don't quite fit together, I think.
But do you plan to take this idea any further than the blog? Are there any interested publishers out there?
I would love to get it published, but I haven't approached anyone yet, and no one's approached me yet, so I guess I should work on that. I was just sort of waiting mostly till after the exam study for the microbes that I had to learn was over, and then once being examined on them, I could try to get them published. So, yeah, I'd love to go somewhere further with that, or, I don't know, flashcards, posters. People have given me all sorts of ideas, but I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do with it yet.
Are you trying to promote the Adopt a Microbe blog?
I'm trying. I think one of the main, one of the great things that promoted it was getting it on another blog by the name of Boing Boing, which is a very widely read curiosities of the internet type blog.
That's where I found you.
Yeah, and then I looked the next day and there were thousands of people who had come to my website, and that just blew me away because I had no idea, and hopefully some of them will come back.
Well, congratulations. Like I said, I'm a big fan. I think it's a really, really cute blog. And I think that that mix of the childlike type drawings with the really dark and sort of science-based, almost sinister definitions of the microbes is really, really quite interesting and addictive. So I hope it becomes even more popular than it is now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Emma. Emma Lurie speaking about her blog called Adopt a Microbe, which you can visit for yourself at adoptamicrobe.blogspot.com.